Gittin Perk Zion Mishnah Zion. Hareze Gitech im Lobosim Ikana at Shloshim Yom. Person tells his wife that this is her get. If he doesn't come from now until 30 days, meaning he doesn't return from where he's going within 30 days, it's a get. Vayaholich Mihuda le Galil. And he travels from Yehuda, the area of Yehuda, to the Galil. Higil Antipatros. If he gets to the place called Antipatros, it's important to point out, the Rav does over here, that there was actually a second condition that he made. One of the conditions was, like we said, that if he doesn't return within 30 days, it's a get. The second condition also is that if he also gets to that place, in other words, if he's going from Yehuda to the Galil, if he gets to the Galil anytime within those 30 days, right when he gets there, it's a get. And the place called Antipatros was at the very edge of Eretz Yehuda, right before the Galil. So in this case, he went there. He gil Antipatros v'chazer, but he then came back, batal t'no. So his t'nai is batal, she's not megureshes, because number one, he came back within 30 days, and number two, he didn't end up in the Galil. So both of his conditions weren't fulfilled. Hareze gitechem lo basim ikan ad shloshim yom, v'yeholich migalil Yehuda. And here, it's the same thing. Instead of the second condition being, once he gets to the Galil, it's switched around. He's coming from the Galil to the Yehuda, and he also, like the Mishnah says, made another condition that if he doesn't come within 30 days, it's a get then. So in other words, whatever happens first, whether he gets to the Yehuda or 30 days pass, anything that happens, then it's a good get. And he arrives at Kfar Osnai, which is at the edge of the border of the Galil, not yet into the Yehuda area. But then he goes back within the 30 days. Batal t'no. His t'nai is also batal, just like the first case. So here, instead of the others, he now says Medina Sayyam, Vigiula Akko, and he ends up arriving in Akko, which is the edge of Eretz Yisrael, even though, like Taisanta brings, in the beginning of the Masechta, Akko was considered Chutz La'aretz, if you recall. Nevertheless, Lagabi this, it is a din of Eretz Yisrael, V'chazar, and he goes back, so he never really entered Medina Sayyam. Batal T'no, his T'nai is also batal. Mishnah continues. Hareze gitech kozman she'evor mi keneged p'nayich shloshim yom. This is a get when I do not see your face for 30 days. Haya hoylechuva, hoylechuva. If he was going in and out, meaning he saw her, and then after he was going in and out of the house, or the area, he then went out and waited 30 days. Ho v'lo nisyachad ima, hareze a get. Since he was not miyachid with her during that time that he was hoylechuva, it's still a good get. And like Tfarsol explains, we're not choshesh that since he didn't divorce her right away, maybe during the time that he was going in and out, that he was mefayiser and he made up with her and he was mevatel his get. We're not concerned with that. And the Gemara points out that we're specifically dealing with a case where he says at the time of this condition that he's making another condition that she's going to be believed like 100 Eidim that during the time that he was here, that he never had yichud and that he was never mefayiser. Because otherwise, if he doesn't say this during the time of the condition, we're afraid that he's going to come later and saying, no, it wasn't good get, we made up. Therefore, he has to say that tonight. But as long as he does that, it's a good get.